The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to take you into the locker room with Des Clark, along with co-hosts Paul Fresh Clark and Lester Scudder Davis, to tell you like it really is. Although they may get a little unruly at times, it's always sportsmanlike conduct. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the best internet, radio, or TV sports show that's on at this time every Tuesday. And you know why we're the best? Because of my co-hosts, Paul Fresh Clark, Lester Scudder Davis, and I'm your host, Des Clark, and you're now listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct. I guess, guys, last week we ended up talking about the AFC, so this week let's get into the NFC, and who better to start with than the defending NFC champion, the Arizona Cardinals. Got a lot of pieces that they need to get together, starting with Carlos Dansby, Adrian Wilson, and Anquan Boldin. Think they can repeat this year?
No. I think they can, as long as they get Kurt Warner back in the helm of things. They should be able to compete in the draft, go out and get a nice running back. I don't know if LeSean McCoy will be there from Pittsburgh, but they go out in the draft and get a nice running back. They should be able to contend again, as long as they, you know, do the things they need to do in the offseason.
Well, Fresh, I kind of agree, and then I kind of don't. I'm looking at, you know, complacent. You know, they got, to me, honestly, they got a little lucky there to get into the Super Bowl, and this year, they can't sneak up on nobody this year, man. Everybody will be ready for them. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what they need to look up and do is get Anquan Boldin to be happy out there, whether they re-sign him or they trade him. I think that's one of the main priorities that they got to have. But just reading the stuff that I'm reading and listening to the comments, I think Carlos Dansby and Adrian Wilson is a higher priority than Anquan Boldin. I don't know why, but I think that's what I'm reading from the Arizona Cardinals.
Hey,
I don't agree with it.
Hey, Dez, I think, you know, they're saying that's a higher priority because they like that receiver who they got in 07, that boy Breeston out of Michigan.
Preston,
they really like Steve Breeston. So I'm looking for them to kind of let – I'm looking for them to let Antoine go. And groom Breeston to be that number two and let him go. And I think they'll let Antoine go.
Me, I'd love to have him.
Manager, I'd try to get me something for him.
I'd love to have him.
Oh, so you would love to have him over there on either to the right or left of you in Chicago.
Yes, sir. You know, because we need that big-time receiver. So if they want to let him go, Arizona, if you can hear me right now, get in contact with Jerry Angelo, let's make a deal.
Hey, wait a minute, Dez. If you need a big-time receiver, well, you call your boy Scudder.
There you go, Dez. He's starting off early.
Starting all up again. Well, Arizona, I feel like they got kind of lucky last year, but this year I think they're going to be playing in tougher NFC West. You got San Francisco that's coming on. You got St. Louis, who, well, they might not be as good as they were in the late 90s. And then you got Seattle, who was a model of consistency there for a while. Got a new coach with Jim Moore. They traded away some of their parts with Julius Peterson, but I still think they got the parts out there to make another playoff run and possibly come out of the NFC West as the NFC West champions.
Hey, I agree.
Hey, the Seahawks, man, it's hard going out there playing in that rainy weather. Dez, I know you had to fly across country once or twice in your career going out there to Seattle. How was going out to Seattle in that time change coming from the East Coast? Does that really affect players?
It does because your body is on. You get used to waking up at a certain time, playing at a certain time, doing certain things at a certain time. And the same thing for those guys. When they have to come to the East Coast, you know, if you play a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast, that's like 10 o'clock for them. So their body's not accustomed to being up that early in the morning and playing games, so they have to struggle with it also. Let me just break in right here. We got a caller, Garrett. Garrett, you with us?
Hey. Des.
Yeah, you with us?
Yeah.
How you doing? What you got for us, Garrett?
What's going on, man? This your cousin, Garrett.
Oh, what's going on, Garrett? How you doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What you got for us?
I got, let me see, who you think going to be the first draft pick this year, cuz?
First draft pick is probably going to be Matthew Stafford. The only way he won't be the first draft pick is they don't get a contract worked out before the draft. That's the only way he won't be the first draft pick.
Oh, you think Sanchez won't get him? Because, you know, I think Sanchez, he's, like, more mobile, bigger, you know, body size. And, you know, in the NFL, you know, the bigger the better as far as quarterbacks, don't you think?
Well, I think he's a more athletic guy. I don't think he's the most polished guy right now. I do believe he has the most upside. And on a team like Detroit, I believe that could be something that they could look at and say, you know, for the long run, this guy could be the best quarterback. But I think they're looking at it more as Matthew Stafford is ready right now, and we cannot be 0-16 again, so we need to get the best player available for us right now who can come in and play. So I think they're going to go that route.
Okay, what about you guys?
Hey, Garrett, this is Scudder. Hey, listen,
do you think you guys need another quarterback, or are you going to stick with the quarterbacks you got?
Huh?
We just traded for Jay Cutler, so quarterback is not an issue up here in Chicago anymore. So as far as quarterback, we don't have a first-round pick. I think we have a second and a fourth. I think we'll probably either go a receiver or go on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Cuz, well, I'll hit you back.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call, Garrett.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dez.
Yes, sir.
If I was the number one pick and I'm quarterback, I'm going to tell you something. I'd do the Eli Manning on Detroit. I don't want to go to Detroit. Detroit is a first-round draft pick graveyard for quarterbacks. Andre Ware, Joey Harrington. They, if you go to Detroit with the first number one pick at quarterback, you're going to be a bust. So, Matthew Stafford, if you hear me, do the Eli. Tell them you ain't coming.
Dez, I can tell you one thing that Detroit does have. They got Julian Peterson over from the Seahawks. And now, I don't know about you, but Julian Peterson from the outside looking in, he looked like a beast of that outside backer.
He does. And we'll get to the NFC North a little later. Jumping back on the NFC West, we was talking about Seattle. I think all of us agree that they have the ingredients to get back to the playoffs. One guy who I do like on that football team, and he seems to always get lost in the wash somewhere, is Julius Jones. His first two out of three games out there, start of the season, he rushed for over 100 yards, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear from him anymore. With the addition of Husmanzada, I think, like I said before, they're ready to make another run.
Yeah, if Matt Hasselbeck stay healthy. Yeah, I like him.
Matt, if he's 33, coming off that back injury, and like we was talking about before with Fresh, he thinks they need to pick up another quarterback to kind of groom for when Matt is ready to retire. I don't think they need to bring anybody in talking about competing, but to groom somebody, I agree with that. And they could be looking at Mark Sanchez to do that.
Right, and that's the ideal situation for a quarterback to want to go in and learn from a guy like Hasselbeck. You're not thrust into the fire. That would be an ideal situation for any quarterback to want to go into the NFL, and then you can sit back and kind of learn. You don't have to learn like some of the other young quarterbacks got thrown into the fire. Everybody's not going to be a Matt Ryan.
Right, right.
Or a Scudder.
It's probably more Scudders out there than Matt Ryan's.
My wife would agree.
San Francisco, Coach Mike Singletary. Can't play with him, can't coach with him, can't win with him, can't do it.
Can't do it.
It's got to be one of the best quotes of all time.
All time.
With him coming in, putting his imprint on this team, do you think that he'll be able to change the culture out there and they'll make a playoff push and be one of those teams to beat in NFC West?
I think they can, because with Frank Gore, as long as he stay healthy, man, they got a good running back. And ever since he made that statement with the tight end, he's a great player. I think they can settle the issues in the locker room. And that guy, because he's going to come around and be a force with him in the passing game. And back to the running back position. The running back is where it all begins, I think, with San Francisco. And Gore, if he stay healthy, they can make a strong push this year in the NFC West.
Hey, yeah, and if they can get some solid quarterback play, I like them too, because I love Singletary. He's my kind of coach.
Well, they have three quarterbacks out there who they say they like, but I know one thing that they can't like. They can't like what they got from their pass rush defense last year. They only had, I believe, 17 sacks and with a first rounder and Manny Lawson, they got to get more out of him. And if they can't get more out of him, then, you know, they got to look for another answer, because they only had one guy with a good number of sacks, and that was Paris Harrelson. They might be looking to draft somebody from the outside.
Yeah, they might. They might. Well, the 49ers, I tell you what, with the young quarterback, they can sling it around. But with Frank Gore in the backfield, with the new coach coming in, bringing some excitement, I look for the 49ers returning to their old ways. Not quite Super Bowl material, but at least to make a first round of the playoffs, get in, wild card, and them to build off that.
Right. They'll definitely challenge Seattle and Arizona. They will challenge those guys this season.
And they open up the season with Arizona.
Ooh-wee.
All right, so the least of the West, St. Louis, was basically awful last year. I think that's the only way that you could put it. Besides Detroit, I think they were the team that people looked at their schedule and they had them on the schedule. They kind of counted them as a win, and that's not a place that you would like to be in NFL. I know playing football, playing in the league, when you're the doormat, that hurts your pride as a football player and, most importantly, as a man. So saying that, they're in a rebuilding stage. I don't think they did a whole lot in the offseason, but they did get some help when they signed Jason Brown from Baltimore to get some help on the offensive line. They also signed strong safety James Butler from New York Giants.
Kyle Bowler.
Yeah, but he's a backup. He's not going to have an impact, I don't think. But if the starting quarterback go down, they do have somebody with some kind of pedigree and somebody who played a little bit, so they don't have to worry about that too much. Do you think that they could win over four or five games this year, though?
That's a stretch.
Max, four or five games.
Four or five games. That's a stretch. That's like rolling dice and hoping you come up with lucky seven.
They go scuttle with a quarter today.
Yeah. Baby, they got the number two pick, so, let's hope they don't screw it up.
Well, it's going to be pretty hard to screw it up. Of course, they got rid of Orlando Pace. He's up here. He's my teammate now.
Right.
So they'll be looking to get an offensive tackle to go on that left side, although they still have Barron from Florida State that could slide over to the left side and they could draft somebody on the right side. But it's a premium of tackles in the top of the draft.
Oh, yeah.
I look for
this
them to take one of those
tackle
offensive tackles. Yeah, I really look for them to take one of those offensive tackles.
Yeah, I'm looking at Baylor's Jason Smith of Virginia's Eugene Monroe. Sound like those two bell cows. You know what a bell cow is, don't you?
Now, what's a bell cow?
He's a big cow. They put the bell on, and when he go to walk, and the bell go to ring, and everybody are following. So that's what you need on your team.
Jason, the guy at Baylor, I think he's probably has the most upside out of anybody.
Uh-huh.
So if Detroit goes with the quarterback, which, me personally, I think they should go to offensive lineman.
I agree.
St. Louis would be sitting pretty right there to take the best offensive tackle on the board. Yeah. You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Dez Clark, my co-host Lester Scudder Davis, Paul Fresh Clark. If you want to get into the conversation, call us at 1-888-346-9144. We'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
What does it take to have a healthy, happy relationship? A marriage that lasts forever? In today's society, does anyone really have the right answers? Just look at the tabloids and you'll see that the fairy tale relationships are missing the key elements of happily ever after. Dr. Terry Orbuck, also known as the Love Doctor, brings you not only the most current findings, but experts on sex, friendship, parenting, marriage, divorce, love, and work relationships. Dr. Terry gives you realistic tips and advice and the research to back it up. The Love Doctor airs live bright and early Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast on the Voice America channel.
Listen up, America.
The doctor is in.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good. And it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
You heard the man. If you want to get in on the conversation, call 1-888-346-9144. Guys, let's go ahead and talk about the NFC South, where you guys reside at. Now, you got a lot to say about your Tampa Bay Bucks, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, and the New Orleans Saints. But let's kick it off with the Carolina Panthers. They won it last year, but the thing that's going on down there now is Julius Peppers. Are they going to get rid of him, or are they going to keep him?
If they know like I know, they better keep Peppers. You better keep him because you need somebody to cause pressure in the NFC South, man.
But Fresh, he says he wants to be traded.
Well, Bolden said he wanted to be traded. Ocho Cinco said he wanted to be traded. I said I wanted to be rich by 30.
Yeah, you're right, too. And I sure said I wanted to be Dr. J, but I just didn't make it.
All right. So we agree to disagree.
Right.
But I tell you what, about the Carolina Panthers, I like what I see from Dale Holmes, even though Dale Holmes might be the crinest quarterback I've ever seen in my life. But I got to love him because he's very passionate about what he does. He leave it all on the field. And then, you know, with Steve Smith, pound for pound, the baddest receiver in the league, the two-headed monster you got in the backfield, D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
Those
guys, they have what they need on offense. But I still think they're one receiver away. Dave, they got your veteran buddy over there, Muhammad, and I love him to death, what he could do on and off the field. But I think it's about time they need to mold somebody in his place.
Well, you know what? They got a guy who they drafted in the first round last year, Dwayne Jarrett. Was he a first round to say? I believe it was first round.
He was the first receiver in the second round.
Yeah, he was the first in the second round, yeah.
So they have Dwayne Jarrett over there. It's just time for him to step up. And the reason why he might not have stepped up yet is because you got Muhammad right there. But he should be a solid number three receiver until Muhammad turns 40 because he's going to play until he's 40. He's one of the better conditioned athletes in the game. And I know that firsthand from playing with him. Like you was going through all those people on the offensive side of the ball, also on the defensive side of the ball, I think they're set. They don't have a first-round draft pick. I think they're going to be in position when they do draft to just pick whoever's out there, whoever's available, and just try to make their team better by the best athlete on the board. They may try to deal Peppers and get a first-round draft pick or two first-round draft picks.
Right.
If I'm the GM, I got to get two first-round draft picks to get rid of him.
You got that right, Dez. I agree. I could really start some with two first-round draft picks. I can go offense, defense.
Well, they were third in the league in rushing, so we know they have a great rushing attack. And then they just re-signed Gross to a 6-year contract, so the offensive line looks to be intact. And I'm just interested to see what we can get from Carolina Panthers this year. But the thing about the NFC South, the team that's on the bottom the following year always rise to the top the next year.
Okay, yeah. So you think New Orleans is going to rise to the top this year? Hey, they got rid of Deuce McAllister. They did sign Darren Sharper and Pearson Prelo, probably two role players at this point. But they only have 4 picks. They got a first-rounder, 2 fourth-rounders, and a 7th-rounder. So if they didn't do it in free agency, they're not going to be able to do too much in the draft.
Well,
They didn't do too much in free agency.
The history repeats itself in the NFC South.
Wow.
The NFC South can be quite interesting, though. But I would like to talk about my home favorite, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because, guys, I'm a season ticket holder. I love going over, even though my man probably listened to John Gilmore, I still don't have the 88 jersey yet that I go to the games every Sunday and still do not have my 88 jersey. But that's all right. I'll just rep Disney's 88 jersey until I get one of yours. But, you know, we're bringing in the key additions with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a new coach, Derrick Brooks retiring. You got the tight ends coming in. The Buccaneers should do well this year, but they let go some key components to the offense and defense. But I'm still kind of unsure what we're going to do with the quarterback situation. Cadillac is kind of injured. I don't know what's going to come of him with the knee injury. So the Bucs have a lot of unfinished business to do in the locker room.
Tell me this. When you get rid of Derrick Brooks, Ward Dunn, Galloway, Garcia, Ikeria, and Cato June, what is that telling you?
We're
trying to get young. We got a new young coach. We're trying to get some younger players in here. We've had our time with these people. We need to transition to something else, something bigger, something new. And I think that's the youth movement that they have going right now. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller from D.C. Are you with us?
Yes, sir. Desmond Clark, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, look, I'm here in the nation's capital, so I want to talk a little Redskin Nation with you. Specifically, I want to talk to you about Jason Campbell and the whole situation about, A, them not wanting to re-up his contract. Then they try to move him, and supposedly he's not wanted. And now, you know, from an athlete standpoint, how does Jason deal with what I think is a slap in the face? Because here you have a team, you've had 3 offensive coordinators in the past 4 years, and you haven't had maybe as much success as they would have liked to have seen you, but now they're trying to move you, they're trying to potentially maybe draft Mark Sanchez as an athlete. How does he deal with that coming into camp this year?
Well, it's kind of hard, but as an athlete, you got to realize, man, we get paid a lot of money to do this, and for me personally, I just try to handle everything as a professional. You know, they paying me to do a job. Regardless of what they do, you still got to do what you're supposed to do. So saying that, I think he just needs to go into camp. You know, he may have a chip on his shoulder. That's okay to have a chip on your shoulder because, you know, I think he has proven that he can't be the quarterback there. And for them to try to replace him, that is a slap in the face. But as a professional athlete, you got to go in there, do your job, concentrate on what you're supposed to be concentrating on, and then show and prove to them that you're the guy. And then that's all that I would do. I mean, I'm different from a lot of people. I'm not a noisemaker or anything like that. So
if
you ask me, that's what I would do.
Yeah, understood. Because, I mean, like, if you look at the way he handled kind of the trade rumors, he handled it different than your new quarterback who kind of took it to the public and kind of had his conversation out in the mainstream media. Well, I think Jason handled it, obviously, you know, coach's son, a little quieter, I think, behind the scenes. I think he has to be upset about it, but I think at the same time, he's got to take it upon himself this year to prove to the Redskins brass that he is, you know, the quarterback. Can he make all the throws? And I've heard knocks about him that he can't really handle the West Coast offense, that he takes too long, too deliberate in his reads and getting rid of the football. You know, do you see that as well, or do you think he can adjust to this new offense that Jim Zorn has incorporated?
Well, first, let me just thank you for the call. And I think he can handle it well. You've seen in the first part of the year that he handled it real well. And just going back to the point that you made about how this Jay Cutler handled it, it's only so often that us as players, we have the leverage over a team. And I'm all for, as a player, if you have leverage, use your leverage, because when the teams have leverage, they're going to use the leverage. And I know that probably don't sit well with a lot of fans, but you got to think, when we are not performing up to what they want us to perform, they get rid of us. So when we had a chance to get what we want, we have to go out and get what we want. So I appreciate the call, and call us back anytime. Those are great questions. Great questions.
Yeah, well, bro. All right, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dez, he said a lot of good things, man. But the Redskins, I think they'll do well with addition of another receiver. But back to my Buccaneers, man. Winslow signed a six-year, $36 million contract. They bring in Brian Leftwich. And I'm really excited about Leftwich being at the helm with the Buccaneers this season.
Real quick, how does the Manchester United stuff affect the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't think it affects them at all, because they're two separate entities, and money's money. Those guys are professionals. I think they know what they're doing. They have a GM that's hands-on with the Buccaneers, so I think they'll make the right decisions for the Buccaneers and for the United.
Right. I agree with you, Fresh, because what I see the Bucs are trying to do, they're trying to win football games, and they're trying to make the best.
What type of football games? European football or American football?
Well, you better be trying to win both.
Trying to win both. Exactly.
Before we go to break, let's get D-Man on the line. You with us, D-Man?
I am with you. Boy, you guys are like the hottest things on this network right now, huh?
I sure enough appreciate it. We want to be the hottest things going at this time slot on the air, on radio, on TV, or on the Internet.
Dez, you're making it happen, my man. You're making it happen. You and your Fresh Clark and Scooter, y'all making it happen.
Hey, that's Scooter, my man.
That's Scooter?
Scooter from another mother.
All right, well, you're making it happen. I'll tell you what, let me pick you back on a little something, and then I'll just listen to the rest of your show on the air. Why is Jay Cutler taking all of this heat? I just don't understand the mentality of our sports fans. I mean, if you have an opportunity, first of all, I don't think the Jason Campbell situation is the same thing as the Denver Broncos situation. I think they was both handled totally different. The problem is that Cutler was lied to. Now, whether that's acceptable or not, but it's tough to sit there and work with someone and put your career in someone's hand that is lied to your face and doesn't want you around.
Right.
That's a tough deal. Talk to me about that. How would you feel if that happened to you? Would you have done anything differently?
Well, it's all about integrity. If they're going to do something, you would like to know what they're doing. And if they come and tell you one thing and do another thing, I don't know if he was lied to. I think they went out and did it without kind of telling him they was doing it, and then they kind of tried to slide it in the back door on him.
Mm-hmm.
As a quarterback and as an elite quarterback, you know, you guys have egos, just to keep it real with you. And If I was a big-time quarterback, I would like to know, you know, what are y'all doing in my career?
Exactly. And the fact is that he has to lead that team. So he said that he was lied to. Who knows? The bottom line is, if you destroy me the way they destroyed him in the news, you know, he's a big baby this, baby that, I don't understand. I can tell you this. Soon as the Chicago Bears was able to, and I don't know if you play for the Chicago Bears, get your fingers ready, my friend. I think you're going to get a Super Bowl ring. I know you play with them. Get your fingers ready, because I think you're going to be sized up. If the Arizona Cardinals can get to the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC, I am absolutely afraid of what's going to happen in Chicago with that defense and finally having an offense and a quarterback to go along with it. It's just going to be fun to watch.
Hey, I like you, but man, you can call every show, okay?
It's going to be fun to watch. Listen, God bless you guys. Do your thing.
I appreciate the call, D-Man. Call back anytime. And I do think that we can make that run. And we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to talk about what we got up next. We got the NFC East coming up next. And, of course, we're going to end up with NFC North. But let's just take a short break right here, and we'll be back with NFC East with Lester Scudder Davis, Paul Fresh Clark, and Dez Clark. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call at 1-888-346-9144. You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
Oh, crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now. Brought to you by Waste Management. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Radio by George is a lifestyle program dedicated to improving the lives of listeners by focusing on the holistic growth of their mind, body, and spirit. Host Eddie George shares his life experiences as well as the experiences of his guest commentators and experts with the listening audience to focus them toward reaching their personal and professional goals. Tune in every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. PST for 4 p.m. EST to Radio by George on the Voice America channel and learn more from the life experiences of a man who went from being a somewhat unruly kid in the streets of Philadelphia to a retired professional athlete who has become a role model for not only young people, but for businessmen and women globally. Plan to spend your Monday afternoons with Eddie George and his empowering talk radio show, Radio by George. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. PST, right here on the Voice America channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
All right, you back listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct. Guys, before we jump to the East, the Atlanta Falcons in the South, the greatest turnaround story in the NFL last year. Rookie quarterback, rookie coach. Can you see them doing it again this year?
Yeah, I can see Atlanta doing the same thing. They signed Mike Peterson back. They signed Chauncey Davis, which is a local guy. Dez, you remember Chauncey back in high school? You and him played against each other last year, and they also play you guys again this year in Week 6. I think Atlanta can make a strong push again this year because the quarterback situation is finally settled. The wide receivers, man, I mean, these guys can run. Roddy White and Michael Jenkins, these guys can run. So with them settling in and a new offense, new quarterback, and get a good tight end in that mix, I think they're probably one tight end away from being possibly one of the better offenses in the NFL.
Hey, Fresh. Fresh.
Yes, sir.
You said a mouthful about the offense, but let's get on to the defensive side of the ball. They got a lot of holes to plug on that defense. They let both of their linebackers get away, Boley and Keith Brookin. They let Lawyer Malaw get away. They didn't match the offer for Dominic Foxworth at cornerback. They got to get to work on defense, man.
And Grady Jackson was plugging up that middle.
Right,
so,
and yeah, Grady.
Shady Grady. Man, I saw Grady play against the Bears, and Grady turned right. It was an eclipse in the dome.
Hey, I think I'm going to call the owner, Mr. Blank. I think I'm going to give Mr. Blank a call tonight and see do we need him a good safety or cornerback. If he give Michael Vick over $100 million, I know he'll give me one or two to come play.
Yeah. Just keep waiting on it. All right, let's jump into the NFC East here. They said it was the toughest conference in football last year.
Wow.
I disagree. I think NFC South was a little tougher than them. Let's start off with Scudder's team, the Dallas Cowboys. No more T.O., so will they go?
Hey, let me tell you something, Dez. Now, they have no more excuses. They got the distraction away. If they want to blame it on T.O., he's gone. They got all the talent in the world. They have no more excuses now. But I do believe if they just focus in with the talent they have and the additions they got strength in that linebacker with this guy, Matt Stewart, and then they got Keith Brookins from Atlanta. They got John Kitner as backup. If Romo go to spend too many late nights out with Jessica, we got John Kitner to come back him up. We got rid of Anthony or Henry at cornerback. I'm so glad because I want to go take his spot. So
hey, Dez, I tell you what, Dez. Scott, I've been trying to get you to go to a Tampa Bay Buccaneer game with me for years. I know I got one you'll go to now. Sunday, September 13th at 1 o'clock. Guess who the Bucs play?
It got to be the Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
I might run out on the field. I might run out there. I wish we was in Dallas. I'd run out on the star.
Do the T.O. on
him? I do the T.O.
Well, you're going to be in Tampa, Scott. There won't be no star.
Yeah,
Tampa,
I know
we're
in Tampa, but I wish it was in Dallas and they played Tampa Bay. I'd run out on the star.
Right, we had a caller earlier talking about the Washington Redskins and talking about how they were shopping Jason Campbell. I don't think it will affect him. I think he's the kind of guy that he's going to let it just roll off his back, use it for motivation and keep it going. I think at the beginning of the year he had a real good season going, and as the team started to fall, he took a lot of the blame. But I think they made the biggest splashes in free agency, but I don't know if they were the wisest splashes in free agency.
Well, he kind of spread that money around. He spread that money around, and I don't, like you said, I don't think they make the wisest decisions all the time. They just are very aggressive in their decision making. But I think the Redskins are one big time receiver. I mean, everybody kind of, it's easy to point the finger at the quarterback, sort of like Kyle Orton's situation in Chicago did. It's very easy to point the finger at the quarterback because he's the easiest the target that you can see. Your grandma can sit in there and watch the game and say, wow, he didn't complete that pass, but no one knows that the receiver ran a slant instead of a post. So a lot of times he get the blame, and I think the Redskins need to use with that 13 pick, get a big-time receiver in there with that 13 pick.
You know what? They drafted two receivers last year, and neither one of them really panned out last year, so they still have a group of young receivers there, and they might make that jump from rookie to second year and be able to come on and do some big-time things. They got two quality receivers last year in the draft, so hopefully those guys come out. I think what they really need is defensive ends. They got older defensive ends. Phillip Daniels turning 36, missed all of last year with a knee injury. So I think they need to add a little bit more push up the field. I think they were right there around 17 sacks or somewhere like that last year. So I think that's where they need to go with that pick.
Well, Haynesworth is definitely going to sew up that middle. He's definitely going to take care of that middle.
But,
so I agree with you on
what?
That.
He got a lot of money to spread around in that middle down there.
He got a lot of money, don't he?
$100 million over 7 years, $41 million guaranteed. I think that it's a risk. It's a high reward and high risk. But me personally, I think it is going to pay off because Alvin Haynesworth is somebody who could change the game all by himself, and that's the only kind of player that you pay that type of money.
Right. And if you're a defensive end with the Washington Redskins, he just made your job a whole lot easier.
Yes,
so
he did.
So, Daniels and the rest of the DNs, man, you guys should be licking your chops.
All right, the New York Giants, they got rid of Plaxico Burress, which pretty much everybody thought was going to happen, even though they was giving it lip service saying they will welcome him back. But they really need an impact receiver right now, and the rumor is that they're trying to trade for Braylon Edwards. Then they're going to pull it off.
No. They're not going to pull that off. I don't think they have enough. They picked with the 29th pick in the draft. I don't think they have enough to offer for the Cleveland Browns to get Braylon Edwards. But I tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see Plaxico, if he's available, or whenever he comes available, that Jerry Angelo makes that move and gets him over there with you guys, Dez. I would love to see that.
That would be a big-time target for us. And just like the Giants were saying early on, repeating exactly what they say. I will welcome him to this team. Very much
right.
So.
And the thing about the Giants, they open up with Washington, and they have Scuttleboards in week two. And then they come and see my boys, Tampa Bay, in week three.
They added Rocky Bernard, Michael Bowley, who was a very underrated linebacker, and Chris Canty, who is one of the best defensive ends in the game. So they upgraded in free agency. Philadelphia, on the other hand, haven't really put too many players on their team from other teams. So They have, what are they drafting at here? They got two first-round
draft picks. Yeah, they got two first-rounders. They're in a good position to do something.
They could really upgrade upgrade some of their talent. Kevin Curtis, Deshaun Jackson, Jason Avant, can they get it done at receiver? I think that's where they should upgrade at.
Right.
And that's every year in and year out, the Philadelphia Eagles always should upgrade at their receiver spot. I mean, I can go 50 feet across the street from me right now, Dez, and Mr. Freddie, show me, I want to thank my hands, Mitchell, is right across the street from me right now saying he can still play with the Philadelphia Eagles. And me and you both know some things are sooner than later, but it's later for Freddie, and Philadelphia Eagles have to get Donovan McNabb some help. This is where my fan perspective kind of takes over, and I kind of get angry because Donovan McNabb has been one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL since he came in the league, from my opinion, and he's not received his just due. He's kind of point the finger at him, and he's get a lot of the blame. But this guy has done more with less than any quarterback in the NFL.
Right, I really believe so. I believe he's one of those guys, like you said, that get all the blame. But when things are going good, I think Andy Reid takes a lot of the credit. Not that he's doing it on purpose, but he's a guy that goes in every year almost and put up good numbers and haven't received the credit that he deserves for it. Before we go to break here, let's go back to Garrett on the line. Garrett, you with us?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this was Scudder about them Cowboys.
Okay.
You know, I'm a Packer fan, and they just love them Cowboys here in Virginia. I don't know what it seems like. It's more Cowboy fans than Redskin fans in Virginia. But I just think Tony Romo, he's not all that, and they will not win a championship with him at quarterback.
Well, let me tell you something, Garrett. First of all, about the fan base over there in Virginia, when everybody was little boys, everybody wanted to grow up to be a Cowboy, probably even you. And I know I definitely want to grow up to be a Cowboy. So that's why you people in Virginia.
No, I want to be a Falcon.
Cowboy. but now speaking on Tony Romo, Tony is very inconsistent. When he's going good, Tony to me personally look like Tony is a mind quarterback. What I mean about that is he let certain things get in his mind and affect his play. But when he's playing loose and free and happy, man, look like he's the second coming of Brett Favre. So hopefully now that T.O.'s gone, because T.O. was a big detriment to him, I think. So now that T.O.'s gone, we finna really see, is this the real Tony Romo? Is he that good, or he just was a decent quarterback around a lot of talent? So we finna see about Tony Romo now.
Yeah, because, you know, after a big game, that's when I'll call you, because it's like all the big games, Tony Romo can't come through
in the big games.
I'll tell you what, Dallas is – well, at least last year, the most talented team in the NFL. You get rid of T.O., you get rid of Chris Canty. Are they still the most talented?
Yeah.
Still might be at the top of the talent board, but will that translate to wins?
Right.
You're listening to Sports from Light Conduct with Dez Clark, co-host Scudder Davis, Paul Fresh Clark, and we'll be right back. If you want to get in on the conversation, call 1-888-346-9144. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We live in a time of economic uncertainty. Gas prices are up. Healthcare costs are up. And sometimes the market is down. But studies have shown that by mastering your own energy, you can still live a life of prosperity. Listen to Master Your Energy, Master Your Life with your host, Siobhan Moran. Siobhan will show you how to overcome the negative energy of recessionary headlines and give you tools to deflect the harmful effects of subtle negative energy. Master Your Energy, Master Your Life. Friday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Interstate Sportsman Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Friday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 Eastern, for the Interstate Sportsman on the Voice America channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
All right, fellas. It's time to talk about the NFC North. Unfortunately, we do have to talk about the Detroit Lions, but let's start on a good note. Let's talk about the NFC North champions, Minnesota Vikings. Probably have the best player in football right now with Adrian Peterson. He's talking about he want to gain some weight. Coach said no. He rushed for 1,760 yards last year. Why mess with something that's not broke?
You got that right. And, hey, Dez, I agree with about him being the best player in the league right now. And if I'm Minnesota, if when I'm going into this draft, I'm getting plenty of help on that line for him because I want plenty of protection for this guy. If he's going to be my bell cow, I want plenty of help for him. So I got to get somebody to protect him. And I'm going to get me some tackles.
And the thing about Minnesota, you talk about the running back with Peterson, but I just love to see Chester Taylor, man. I mean, Peterson is the best player in football, I believe. I agree with you guys on that. But Chester Taylor, he got to understand that he got the best job in football as a backup. Sometimes you just got to know your role, and I think Chester Taylor, he take that role and he do the best that he can when he play. Dez, I remember last year he came in to the game and you guys went in overtime, and Dak Peterson, man, he took the kick all the way back, and Taylor would come in and just run for 5 or 6 yards of carry, and it was, you didn't even know that Peterson wasn't in the game.
Actually, that was 2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah, that did happen. That was one of those heartbreaking losses. But they might have the best 1-2 punch at running back, but check this out. They also got the Williams twins at the D tackles.
Oh, man.
Jared Allen at defensive end. Maybe the best defensive line in the game. If they could add somebody to that other end that could bring the same kind of pressure as Williams and Jarrett, hands down, they'll be the best defensive line in the game.
I agree with
you,
Dez,
on offense. Back to the offense. You know, I'm an offensive guy. Minnesota, they probably do need a defensive end, but on offense, they got to get some help. Bernard Berrien needs some help on the other side. I don't know if Percy Harvey will still be around when they pick with the 22nd pick in the first round. We know Jerry Macklin will be gone. If Percy Harvin is open, he's probably still a project, still probably have to become a polished route runner, but he's a guy that has just as much speed, or if not more speed, than Berrien.
The trade from Rosenfels, I don't think it's going to be a trade that's going to get them over the top to be a Super Bowl contender, but I think they did upgrade there. Green Bay got a great quarterback in the making there, if you ask me, with Aaron Rodgers. The way he handled that situation last year with Brett Favre leaving, everybody dividing between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, I think he held it well. I think he had Green Bay in position to make a run, but just like Chicago Bears, they just couldn't get it done towards the end of the season.
Yeah, he did. He did handle everything first class, man. That's kind of hard to do being in a city when everybody looks down on you because of Brett Favre, who he is, and the legacy that he left behind. And that guy, he just showed first class leadership, and I think that's going to take him a long way because now in Green Bay, the fans, you can't help but embrace him. And you know, I think even though he haven't done anything on the field yet, the monkey's already off his back. But back to the draft situation, Green Bay, you know, they have two pretty good corners, but they're on that overside of 30 also. So I'm looking for them to go after someone like Malcolm Jenkins or possibly another defensive guy, Everett Brown. But I'm really looking for them to take a cornerback with their first pick.
I think they're going to go defense because they need a defensive tackle or a defensive end because they switched to that 3-4 defense. So they got to get the parts to fit in that defense. They have the linebackers. They have a good secondary, which is a strong suit of that defense, which the defense has been the little brother on that team for quite a while now with Brett Favre being there. I think they're going to go on the defense side of the ball with a defensive end or a defensive tackle.
I agree. Hey, Dad, do you remember Big Gilbert Brown for the Packers?
The Grave Digger, of course.
Yeah, the Grave Digger, exactly. That kid, B.J. Raji from Boston College,
right,
would be a perfect. But I doubt if he's still on the board when they pick, if they want to go defensive line.
Might be there.
Yeah, if they do, if I was a GM, I'd get him. And like Fresh say, those corners are getting a little old, but they can play a little longer with this guy clogging up the middle.
Yeah, if you can get a pass rush, those corners could play for another 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
If you win that 3-4 defense to get that pass rush off the edge and get a guy like B.J. Rogers to push the pocket in the middle,
right,
hey, those cornerbacks play for a long time. And now we have to talk about Detroit Lions because they are part of the NFL. They did go 0-16 last year.
Come on, do we have to?
We have to.
Yeah.
It's looking like
that Dirty Culpepper has lost weight.
There goes the show.
He was.
Culpepper
came in at 290. 290 last year.
Culpepper was 290?
290.
Wow.
You didn't watch the game? You couldn't see it?
But I didn't realize it was 290. I thought it was like 270, but 290. Yeah, he did look overweight. Yeah.
Yeah. In free agency, they did pick up a nice receiver, Brian Johnson, to go with the other Johnson. So they got the Johnson & Johnson thing going out there in Detroit. But it looked like they'll be drafting a quarterback to throw Johnson & Johnson the ball in Matthew Stafford. The reports are now that they are in contract negotiations with him. So if they can work out a contract with Matthew Stafford before the draft, I think he'll be the number one pick.
Yeah,
he will. And they also signed Ronald Curry, another wide receiver, to a one-year contract.
Okay, and they also traded for Julius Peterson, which upgrades their defense, which the defense for a long time has been, well, I say their defense has been a sore point. Their whole team has been like a sore point. But you know what they did? They changed the logo. Did you see the logo?
No, I didn't.
All they did was put a couple of stripes in the line. It's not a big change, but they did change the logo.
Well, hey, at least they're trying to make a change.
They're trying to make a change. That's all that counts. Get the fans something to rally behind because 0-16 is not a whole lot to rally behind, but
if
you got to look at the bright side. They can only go up.
Right. And you know what the old saying is, if you expect change, you can't keep doing the same thing and expect change. So you gotta change.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing. And talking about change, we say the best for last, the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
Change that quarterback. Everybody's around here excited. Talking Super Bowl again. Got a left tackle in here, Orlando Pace, who's been through the fire. He'll probably be here for the next 2-3 years. And I look for the Chicago Bears to go out and maybe draft another tackle because Pace is going to be here for 2 or 3 years. And if they don't do that, we definitely got to get another big-time receiver.
Well, the Bears drafted a tackle last year. How is his progression coming?
Well, he was injured from the first part of last year. So he's going to be at the right side this year. So hopefully he's able to man that, get his feet wet, and then when Pace is done playing, he can move back over to that left side and anchor that for the next 10 years.
Right. Hey, Dez, let me ask you something about Earl Bennett. How has he looked? You know, him and Cutler were college teammates. How's Earl look?
I think he's going to benefit most from Jay Cutler being there. Jay Cutler throwing 4,526 yards, 25 touchdowns last year. Played with Earl Bennett. Earl Bennett being the third-round draft choice last year. I think he's going to benefit best. I like what I see in Earl. I do. But, right, gentlemen, we just always run out of time. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to you and the fans. But before we go, I just want you to know you're listening to the best internet, radio, or TV sports show that's on at this time every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, and if you're out on the Pacific Coast, 3 Pacific. Tune in with us next week, and we'll be talking about the draft, talking about who went well, who helped their cause. But have to say goodbye. Fellas, it's been a good show. Y'all tune in next week, and God bless you.
God bless. All general managers, before you draft, Scott is still available.
Thanks again for joining us on this week's edition of Sportsmanlike Conduct. Be sure to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.